thank you to everyone who is joining us on the call tonight. Today was obviously a very difficult day filled with sadness. In Boston today, there were 3 explosions killing 2 people and injuring dozens of others. And as both as a Jew and a New Yorker, it was very difficult to witness those images. As a Jew, on Yom HaZikaron, it was impossible not to make the connection back to suicide bombings in Israel, seeing the explosions, the terror, and the injured. And as a New Yorker, it harkened back to 9/11. And in times of tragedy, it's so important to be able to come together as a community. When someone passes away, we comfort the mourner by saying, "Hamakom yinachem etchem b'toch she'ar avlei Tzion v'Yerushalayim." May God comfort you among the mourners of Jerusalem and Zion. And the question is asked, how come we use the word makom, place, as God's name? How come we don't say Hashem? And an explanation I heard from Rabbi Weil was that in times of death and in times of tragedy, we feel unmoored. We feel as if we lack an anchor in this world, as if we lack a place. And the most comforting thing that we can offer is an attempt to reconnect, to feel part of a community. And that is what, as a community, we are trying to do tonight. To create a place for NCSYers and their friends and families to come together to say Tehillim in for the full recovery and speedy recovery of those who are injured in the attack, as well as in honor and memory of an NCSYer's sister, Shoshi Stern, who passed away 2 days ago. And the tragedy is obviously immense. And tonight we are coming together to recite Tehillim in an effort to, at the very least, provide a place and provide whatever comfort and solace that we can. What we're going to do now is we are going to unmute the phones, and we are going to recite 2 chapters of Tehillim. 121, which is Esa Enai LeHarim, and 130, Mima Amakim. I'm going to recite it in Hebrew. After each phrase, please say the Hebrew as well. We're going to read it responsively. And after each paragraph of Tehillim, Ariella Friedman will read it in English. We're going to start with Parak Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalms chapter 121. Shir lamalot, asai naya leharim, emayin yavo esri.
Shir lamalot, asai
naya leharim, emayin yavo esri. Esri me'im Adonai, Al yiten lamot raglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yiminecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzidcha Voecha Me'atah V'yad Olam.
Adonai I've gone to the ascent. I raise my eyes to the mountains, for where will my help come from? My help is from Hashem, the maker of heaven and of earth. He will not allow your foot to falter. Your guardian, he will not sleep, nor will he slumber. Hashem is your guardian. Hashem is your protective shade at your right hand. By day, the sun will not harm you, and neither will the moon by night. Hashem will protect you from every evil. He will guard your soul. Hashem will guard your departure and your arrival from this time until forever.
We will now read Parakuf Lamed, Psalms chapter 130. Shir malot mimamakim karticha Adonai.
Shir malot mimamakim karticha
Adonai. Adonai shim abekoli tiyana oznecha kashuvot lekol tachnunai.
Adonai
shim abekoli tiyana oznecha kashuvot lekol tachnunai. Im avonot Adonai mi yamod. Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarehe.
Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarehe.
Kiviti Adonai kivita nafshi v'li dvaro hochalti.
Kiviti Adonai kivita nafshi v'li dvaro hochalti.
Nafshi l'Adonai mishamarim laboker, shomarim laboker.
Nafshi l'Adonai mishamarim laboker, shomarim laboker.
Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed bar behimo fudut.
Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed bar behimo fudut.
Vehu yivda et Israel mikol avonotav.
A song of ascent. From the depths I call to you, Hashem. My master, hear my voice. May they be your ears, attentive to the sound of my pleas. If you would preserve our sins, O Hashem, O master, who would survive? For you, with your with you lies forgiveness, so that you may be feared. Hashem, my soul placed hope, and for his word I yearned. My soul yearns for Hashem. Among those longing for the dawn, B'nai Yisrael should yearn for Hashem, for with Hashem is kindness and is redemption. He shall redeem Yisrael from all of our sins.
Conference muted.
From right now, we're probably thinking, what else can we do? So our project right now, which is being spearheaded by New England and CSY, is that they're trying to complete this, the Sefer Tehillim. And you can say it in whatever language you would like. It does not have to be said in Hebrew. And we will post the link for you to sign up for those Prakim of Tehillim, and keep your eyes out for new initiatives.
For anyone who, there are many different ways to react to events such as these. If it has triggered for anyone on this call or anyone they know any stress or negative reactions, please encourage you and encourage them to find someone, a friend, an advisor, to speak with. It's obviously a difficult event and takes some energy to process. May our prayers and voices be heard, and may everyone who was affected, may they speedily and fully recover. Thank you for joining us on the call tonight.